The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about.
Good morning, legends. It's Dan and Maz Weekend's Jules Lund filling in for Dan DeBoo for the weekend. Julesy, thanks for joining me again.
Oh, I got to tell you, the funniest tweet from Dan yesterday. So,
what's he said? What's he done? Well, live stream the show. He's in Perth at his brother's Bucks weekend.
Yeah, so he's clearly loving it. He's not much of a big drinker, so he's there on
Party
Twitter.
Animal. Hiding. Party animal, Dan DeBoo.
He's on the podcast, but he's gone, "Oi, Jules Lund, I'm all for you wanting to replace me on radio," because I've said yesterday, oh, this is the beginning of transitioning Dan out, right?
He did say that.
I'm taking over his job. Oi, Jules Lund, I'm all for wanting to replace me on radio, but when you announce it as I'm transitioning, it sounds like something else. I said it's a valid point. After all, I promise I wouldn't tell anyone.
That is really true.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. You learned two things yesterday. I'm taking Dan's job and he'll be a woman by December.
Jeez, that's going to be an interesting show then, isn't it?
That's incredible.
No, we can confirm Dan's not transitioning at all any way, shape or form.
No, he's already there.
Super Nerd will be back next weekend. Today, you've got Jules Lund. We've got a great show planned for the next 2 hours for you Sunday morning. And we'll kick it off next with the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
You got Jules Lund filling in for Dan and Maz. Now, Jules, are you familiar with the Encyclopedia of Awesome?
I am, actually.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I listen to this segment every time you guys do it. I get up at 6 a.m. on a Sunday and I walk into my lounge room and I turn on all the speakers so the neighbours can hear it, and we just immerse ourselves in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. No, you had to tell me. You actually had to tell me. I don't usually get up this early unless I'm forced.
We're going to open up the Encyclopedia of Awesome and lock something away right now.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is,
what's the best type of book? Now, this is a very intentional Encyclopedia of Awesome. If you've been listening to the Dan and Maz Show for a while, we do this every single week. You can read all of the entries at danandmaz.com. And I thought, Julesy, you're sitting in for Dan this weekend.
Yep.
We've got an opportunity here to do a topic in the Encyclopedia of Awesome that either A, Dan would never care for, so say something about sport, or something that he would care so deeply about that it would ruin him forever.
That's
and I thought,
mean.
Books. So
wow.
We're going to lock in the best type of book, and then it's locked away forever and I never have to have the conversation with Dan.
That is brilliant.
So I've seen an opportunity.
Oh.
And I've really gone hard for
You've
it.
Gone hard. We've really gone hard. So I love this. I actually think that this, I mean, Wikipedia's good and all, but Encyclopedia of Awesome is actually something necessary for a global community. I'm surprised that this online portal hasn't gone bananas, turned into a billionaire's club of unicorns. So tell me this, what was the best word starting with T?
I believe off the top of my head, Jules, that it is taco.
See, that's exactly what I mean. That was right. That has got to be the
Isn't
best.
It? It's pretty good. I think Tyrannosaurus Rex was up there as well, but tacos are pretty, like,
taco.
Pretty sure we locked that in.
No one's going to argue with taco.
So this morning it is, guys, best type of book. There are plenty of types of books out there. 131060, call us.
Wow.
Or you can tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz on Twitter. Jules, do you have a suggestion for the Encyclopedia of Awesome this morning for the best type
The best of book. Type
the best
of book.
Type of book.
I'm not a big book reader.
That's so, okay. Everyone can participate.
Yeah?
In the Encyclopedia of Awesome. You don't need to be a bookworm
okay.
to get involved.
I don't want it to take any energy, and I want it to be as fast as possible.
Okay.
So I'm going to say just flat out, picture book.
Yeah, perfect.
Yep.
That's a great suggestion.
Yep. I don't want to have to read. I want a book where I don't have to read. Any words kills me. Those
okay.
ones for 1 or 2 year olds where you go into some zoo and they've got pictures just of the zoo animals and they don't even have any words and the pages are really thick cardboard, that's me.
So that's a great indication of your intellectual ability right there, isn't it? Okay, I would like to suggest this morning, actually it's in the same vein as what you just mentioned, Jules, because it's not, I mean, I love reading a good book, but I love colouring in as well.
Do you?
I find it very therapeutic.
Wow.
So I'm going to suggest colouring in books. So we haven't actually had a book type yet that has any text in it.
Wow.
But that's okay.
Do you beat yourself up if you colour outside of the lines or
oh,
are you just
you
pretty...
Don't, you don't want to know.
Okay.
I'm down on myself for days. it's really... I've had to go to therapy about it. It's insane.
Yeah, that's fair point. Fair point. All right. How many types of books can we drum up?
Oh,
and
who
how
knows?
Can we get to the definitive best type of book to
enter? We're going to lock one in this morning. I promise you that. 131060, the best type of book, or tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz. We'll lock it away forever so Dan can never talk about it.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Jules Lund filling in for Dan, and we've got to lock something away into the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
what is the best type of book?
Wow. It's so controversial considering that Dan would love this topic.
I know, and he's away this weekend, and I thought there's an opportunity. I'm going to take it.
Wow.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Wow. Do you know what? I've learned in radio... never go on holiday and never get sick.
Yeah.
Because
oh,
in
yeah.
radio, just it's innate in every co-host just to go for the jugular. It's the
yes,
worst.
100%.
Oh, man, I remember Fifi when I was going on getaway trips and I'd call in and it would just be a bloodbath. You'd get off the phone in fetal position just going,
what
out.
Oh, why? Yeah, best type of book, 131060, give us a call or tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz on Twitter. We've got some great ones on Twitter already. One of our Twitter followers has said the best type of book has to be Facebook. Didn't even think of that.
Oh, coming out quick with
didn't even
a
think
lateral.
About that. I mean, that's brilliant. Advaith, or however you pronounce your Twitter name. We've got Ben on 131060. Hey, mate.
Good morning, Jules and Maz. How are you?
Great, Ben.
It's got a ring to it, doesn't it, Jules and Maz?
Oh, don't. See? Fetal position. He's just curling up now. He's finding a nice bit. He's like, is it the carpet or is it the tiles that I'll curl up on?
You're you can mad. Totally make it stick.
Yeah. So, Ben, what's your favourite type of book?
I reckon my favourite type of book is the old pop-up book.
Pop-up book.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That's sort of like the next level of what you said, Jules, which was picture book.
Yeah, no, pop-up book's good. It's good if it lasts. You know, like when you pull the tab down and the thing's meant to move.
Oh, yeah.
If you pull that too hard, then you've just got a really bad book.
True. Thank you, Ben. We've also got Andrew. Good morning.
Morning, Jules and Maz. How are you going?
Really good. Thanks, Andrew. Hey, mate, what's the best type of book?
I keep the inner childhood going, and I was saying it's going to say a sticker book.
This says a lot about this show's listeners.
It really does.
And the co-hosts. Seriously, not one person has said anything.
No one has suggested a book yet that you can actually read.
That's unreal.
Okay, so we've got sticker book. That's a good one. Freddie, hello.
Hey, Jules and Maz.
Hey, Freddie.
Mate.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys going?
I reckon so good. Freddie, Jules and Maz. Although Maz should be first, but Maz,
oh,
Freddie.
Thanks. That's nice.
Maz, Freddie, Jules. That's so, Freddie, this is your audition, my friend. You got a good book that you like?
Yep. What I reckon comic books are the best.
Oh.
They are.
What's your fave?
They're really good.
Sorry?
What's your fave, Fred?
The Flash. That's my favourite.
Oh, The Flash.
Yeah.
It could be a different type of book as well.
Dan would be loving this right now. Dan would have another 20 questions and it's just wasted on us. Thank you, Freddie.
Emily.
Hi, Jules and Maz. How are you?
So good, babe. What's the best type of book?
So a magic eye book with the 3D illusion.
Oh,
yes. So you know when you stare at it and then the image pops up at you?
Oh, that's going to be hard to beat.
Again,
be hard to beat.
Again, still no suggestions of a book you can read. Chris.
Morning. How are you?
Great. Chris, what is the best type of book?
You can read mine. I like a good visitor's book.
Oh, you don't. Oh, it's got three columns. It's got visitor's book at the top, and then it's got name and date and comments. Come on.
Oh,
that's not
man.
Much.
It's you can be quite witty with them comments.
You can, Chris. Do you?
I
so
can't.
If you've gone to like an accommodation or a B&B and you've written in it, are you the sort of guy that on the Sunday morning over a cup of tea you just start to read past comments?
I kind of do. It's a bit weird, but...
Yeah, it is a bit weird. That's okay, though. We're all a bit weird, Chris. No. Embrace it, mate.
No one's beaten, like, five words in a book yet.
Wow.
All right, Maz, what do we do now?
Okay, so what we do now, Jules, is we buzz out to the phone room. Producer Diggs is out there. He's been taking all the calls, looking at all the tweets, tallying up all of the suggestions. So, Diggs.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, mate. First of all, Diggs, what do you think about a show name, Jules and Maz?
Everyone's onto it this morning.
Diggs, you're not telling them to say that, are you?
Jules, you owe me five still, though.
Diggs, down to business. Is there an honourable mention this morning?
Yes, definitely. Choose Your Own Adventure, I think, goes down as an honourable mention.
Wow.
Okay, cool. But, again... Not really a book that you can necessarily read that much.
It's just a playful one.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
It's super fun. Diggs, what are we locking into the Encyclopedia of Awesome this morning?
Just through pure numbers, we've been inundated with calls with support for comic books.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
No, I think that is
no 3D illusion books. Those bloody dolphins took ages to get into that thing.
Jules, the people have spoken. Let's lock it in.
So the final decision was made and entered into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. From this day forward, let it be known that...
Comic!
...is the best...
...type of book!
Yes!
Oh, Jules and Maz!
Dan and Maz Weekends!
Jules Land is filling in for Dan this weekend.
Had a lol this week. Maz had a lol.
Oh, good, eh?
A ruffle.
Did you really?
I didn't. No one ever ruffles rolling around on floor laughter.
Like, not anymore.
But no
I think that was something people did in the early 2000s. People don't ruffle these days.
No, but they'll say ruffle, but no one actually has ever rolled around on the floor laughing.
What about this one? Have you ever done a ruffle copter?
Oh, what's that where...
It's when you roll on the floor laughing, but you go around with your feet so you look like a helicopter from above. No? Just me?
Right. So here was my rufflecopter during the week because I was clearly doing that in the cafe that I was speaking to a mate. So a mate was telling me, he said at his office, right?
Yes.
There was one of the tech guys had been following the receptionist on Instagram.
Oh, I'm so glad you said on Instagram, Ben.
And?
Otherwise, I was like, go straight to HR. There's the solution there. If your IT nerd is stalking your receptionist, it's an HR issue.
He was, but it was online, Matt.
Oh,
so
but it's
okay.
Online, it's fine.
So he's...
There's no rules online.
The new receptionist was pretty much a bikini model, like absolutely drop-dead gorgeous.
Okay.
And so the chairman arrives. The chairman, who's a little bit older, chairman of the company, arrives one day, and he walks in, and he's a bit old school, and he's gone
oh, no.
to the tech geek.
So he's just sexist, he, basically.
Yeah, he's, well, I mean, come on. There's a, there is
oh,
a, oh, there's
a
no
fat
room
cat
for,
in a suit. He's a fat cat in a suit, and there's a babe on reception.
There's no room for compliments these days.
This is like Mad Men, isn't it? What she, is this office?
if she didn't get a compliment, he has just complimented on her beauty to the tech geek. The tech geek has gone, and this is where it is definitely Mad Men has gone, you have to check her out on Instagram.
Oh, God.
So the tech geek has handed over the phone to the old chairman, and the chairman is scrolling through the pics, right?
No, this is in the workplace.
In the workplace, right? He's scrolling through the pics. What is this music?
What is this music?
He's Mad Men. He's scrolling through the pics. The old bloke doesn't know how Instagram works. And he's gone, and he's trying to zoom in on the pics, right?
Oh, no.
He's trying to zoom in. Anyway, he's scrolled through. A couple of minutes later, he gives the phone back to the tech geek. And the tech geek notices that as the old chairman's trying to zoom in, he's liked.
Double tapped it.
He's liked the back.
So to speak.
The back catalogue, and try to guess which pics he was trying to zoom in on. So this tech geek has freaked knowing that it looks to the receptionist like he's just on at work, 10 metres away, has just it's gone going. Through to the sexiest pics and just liked them.
Oh, yeah, like that photo.
So it
oh,
gets
yeah,
better.
Like that photo.
The receptionist has then made a formal complaint about the tech geek, and the complaint goes all the way to the top and has to be dealt with by the chairman.
Oh, no. Do you know what? Oprah will call that an aha moment.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Jules Lund is filling in for Dan DeBoof for the weekend. Jules, I actually I attended a first aid course.
Why?
Across the week. Do you know what? Duty of care? I'm like, you know what? I should probably know how to respond as a first aider if I'm ever in a situation where somebody needs a bit of first aid attention.
Is it true, because this would scare people off, that once you've done a course, you can actually be charged if you don't step in?
No, actually, that is part of the course was explaining the ramifications around
yeah.
if you do jump in and help someone and say you end up injuring them further.
Yeah.
There is legislation to protect the first aider. So long as...
This got really boring.
Sorry.
This is my fault. Sorry, listeners.
I'm such a nerd. This is one of my biggest issues. I fully nerded out on this first aid course.
Did you just say legislation?
Yes,
it's Sunday morning. That's a weekday word.
Anyway, let's just not talk about the legal ramifications and talk about the fun stuff, like when people really hurt themselves and need first aid.
Isn't
okay.
That funny?
So during the course, Mitch, who was our teacher, he asked anybody if they'd had, we're sort of going through different injuries that you could have. And he was like, does anyone have an injury you want to share? And then we can maybe talk about the kind of first aid that we could apply in that situation, you know, like real life.
Yeah.
And the dude who was sitting next to me, he goes, oh, yeah. He's like, I'm a bit of a wakeboarder. I'm like, righty, here we go. Wakeboarding, because that's cool. Do you rollerblade on the weekends as well?
Hang on a second. Wakeboarding is very cool, you dork.
After he told the story, I was like, man, these wakeboarders go all right.
Man, they're so dreamy.
Young mate's wakeboarding, and he comes off the wakeboard, manages to dislocate both of his knees and chip a tooth. So he's hit the water that hard. He's dislocated both his knees and chipped a tooth. And get this. So we were like, whoa, dude, like that's like, you know, call 000. That is the first port of call for that situation. He's like, nah, I just popped my knees back in and got back up again. I get knocked down, but I get up again. This is what I want to know. When did you get knocked down, but you just got straight back up again? I get knocked down. 131060 is the number to call. I mean, he just popped his kneecap.
That's pretty grab.
Straight back in and then away. I don't know how long he wakeboarded for after that, to be honest.
No, I think he'd be a little bit bruised. What about you, Maz? Have you...
I have been knocked down and I got straight back up again. I'm a bit of a snowboarder, Jules. I don't know if you knew that about me. like to spend all of my holidays in the snow.
The irony. Here you are ripping into wakeboarders. Wakeboarding is just snowboarding, but when the snow melts, it's the same friggin' thing.
Yeah, I know. But it just, I don't know. I've just always had this weird perception about wakeboarding that it's lame. Anyway, it's not. I think it's totally cool now.
What's your Twitter handle again?
It's at Dan and Maz. No, I love snowboarding, and on a trip in Japan, actually, I got a little overzealous for my snowboarding ability, and I went through the park, you know, where they have all the rails and the jumps, and I was like, oh, I'll avoid all of the rails and the boxes because they look really scary, but I'll go off that jump. And I didn't do, like, the first lap down where you're meant to sort of judge the height of the jump. I just was like, nah, just go for it. And I went off this jump, and it would have looked incredible. I landed on my head. Luckily, was wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
And I think I was so concussed, I just finished the run.
Oh.
But I probably should have not gotten back up again immediately. I get knocked down, but I get up again. But I did.
13, 10, 60. When did you get knocked down and get back up again? I've got an example too. That's I'll give it to you after the break, but here's a hint.
The ginormous scar you have on your arm?
I suppose I'm pretty gnarly, huh?
Not if you were wakeboarding.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It is Chumbawamba Tub Thumping. Dan and Maz Weekends, Jules Lund filling in for Dan DeBoof. The reason we are playing that song, my friends, is because we're asking on 13 10 60, have you been knocked down, but then you just got straight back up again? I get knocked down, but I get up again. Now, Jules, you've got a gnarly scar on your arm.
Yeah, like when I was hardcore. I was right.
So, like, last week?
No, I haven't been hardcore for years. No, I did that scar when I was going down a volcano in New Zealand on a mountain bike filming.
Okay, that's a cool story.
And the cameraman was filming out of the chopper that was following me. And as I go down, I'm going over what they call his scree, which is just little bits of rocks from the volcano.
Now, can I ask, was this Kentucky or Getaway?
This was Things to Try Before You Die, another TV show. And okay. It was.
Did it rate as well as Hole in the Wall?
Did it what? Nothing rated as well as Hole in the Wall. So anyway, I was riding and I fell down and I ripped my arm open. And then I signalled for the cameraman to come down from the chopper. He arrived at the scene. I put him down the hill in bushes. I got back under my bike as if I just fell off it. And I said, now go. And he ran up. And then I did the piece to camera as if I fell over. And I just got back up again. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Hardcore.
Good story. You TV, are hardcore, man.
TV presenter. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, that's presenting, guys. That's on the front line. Everyone thinks it's all just cocktails, but nah, I'm hardcore.
Oh, no, you put your body on the line. Reese on 131060, good morning.
Morning, Maz and Jules.
Morning.
I got knocked down playing soccer.
All right.
Knocked down or knocked out?
Out.
Knocked out.
Whoa. I get knocked out.
You got knocked out?
Yes.
And
so, I was a goalkeeper.
Oh, what did you hit? Did you hit the pole? Or did you hit the ball?
My own defender.
Oh, no.
Elbow?
Knee to the head.
Awesome. Oh. Awesome. Yeah, that's
great. So you got knocked out, but did you get back up again?
Yes. And played on, and it happened a second time. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm going to the hospital.
And you're still there. Good luck with the recovery, Reese. Thank you.
Knocked down a second time and went to hospital. That should be the second verse of that song.
Yeah, I don't think he actually got back up from the hospital. Tammy's on the line. Tammy, tell us your story.
I would have been about 16 and working cattle, and I was riding a horse that would have been about 500 kilos. And we were in a bit of a gallop across the paddock, and we found a hole. So both the horse and I hit the ground, and then the horse went over the top of me.
Oh,
Tammy. Who got up first, you or the horse?
The horse. I was a little bit slow, but I got up and got the horse and got back on. I get knocked down,
but I get up again. That's impressive.
That's super impressive. That is super impressive.
Sounds really brutal.
You've got all types of callers. Yeah, soccer players, cattle runners.
The full range on the Dan and Mash show. Lachlan, hello.
Hello.
Hey, did you get knocked down and you got back up again?
It wasn't me, it was my friend.
Mm, good, calling on behalf. Go on.
She dislocated her knee and kept swimming. I get knocked down.
Or does one dislocate their knee swimming?
Being a competitive swimmer, there's a lot of force on the starts.
Oh, so what, she jumped?
She jumped in. She swam one lap with a dislocated knee.
That's unreal.
Popped it back in on the wall and then finished the 200.
Do you know what? Even if it's not true, Lachlan, next time you tell that story, say, and then she won the race.
Well, she didn't win the race. She was racing freestylers.
Okay, you're going to have to just learn. Again, Lachlan, the next...
Oh, Lachlan.
Bree's on the line. What about you, Bree? You got knocked down and got up again?
Yes, I did.
Cool. Do you want to tell us what happened?
Yeah, sure.
Did it affect your reactions?
I was a full contact fighter.
Okay.
Wow.
Represent and went for the Australian national title.
Yeah.
And in my first fight, I got kicked in the chest and cracked my sternum.
Ooh.
And then still had three more fights to go. And I won the next two fights, and in my last fight, I lost, which put me second overall for the Australian National, and also got me picked to go to Japan to represent Australia in the World Cup. But by the end of my fourth fight, I've had the cracked sternum, which I'd fought with for the rest of my last three fights. And I also had broken bones in my foot, and I had crushed my knuckles completely.
Bree, I'm going to say, like, that story makes Jules's stuck off his little push bike pretty lame, don't you think?
I think so.
Bree,
I think you win.
Bree, I'd threaten you, but you sound like you kick my ass.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Good morning, legends. It's Dan and Maz Weekends. Jules Lund filling in for Dan de Boeuf. 1 hour to go for your Sunday morning. Julesy, how are you, mate?
1 hour, huh? Seriously. Yeah. I now know why Dan's pretending he's got a Bucks party this weekend. Working with Maz, she just rips into you. She's been humiliating me at every opportunity.
I have not, but let's play your hype reel again because it's funny.
Introducing Jules Lund.
Welcome to Getaway and welcome to Rwanda.
Some with more impact than others.
All in the ball where contestants earn our respect by donning stupid suits and being smacked by a wall of styrofoam. Yeah, no, I can't believe it either.
You just never know what's going to happen at any time.
This one touching my bum.
That is one of the greatest moments of my life.
It's got a pinch on the bum by a little baby gorilla.
Jules, you're just Australia's greatest entertainer.
The worst part is I edited that myself.
Did you really?
Let's go to a song or something.
Okay, we've got an hour of fun for you guys for your Sunday and we'll get stuck into it.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Got a question for you, 131060. If you are extremely unqualified to do something, but you've had to do it, this is the situation that Katy Perry has found herself in twice in the last couple of years, guys. Jules, did you know this one? Katy Perry, she was present and had to sort of jump in. I don't know to what depth.
I do.
Oh, at the birth of her little niece, sister's labour situation. She had to get in there. This was a couple of years ago.
It's just BS. I'm calling BS on it.
No one lies about that stuff.
Oh, Katy Perry does. She tweets about it. Every time it happens, she's the first one to say, get a girl that can do both, that can go out there in a recording studio, be a hero, and actually deliver a baby. Here's the tip, right? The woman is in a maternity ward. It's not happening in a car. It's not happening in a lift. She's not actually delivering the baby. She's standing next to her holding her hand, maybe cutting the umbilical cord, and then tweeting about how awesome a sister she is.
Well, she's done it twice now.
Yeah, I know, because she saw how many retweets she got the first time. She even rang me and said, if you're having another baby, can I pop in and just watch through the window and take credit for the obstetrician's work?
She didn't ring you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's why I'm angry. That's deep down why I'm angry.
I mean, you are right, Jules. You're right in the sense that it wasn't an emergency situation. No. They weren't stranded on the highway and K-Pairs had to really, you know, jump in there and physically deliver the baby.
No.
So it is a little bit misleading. But if that were the case, she would be highly unqualified to do the job.
True.
And that's what we want to focus on here. Not about your...
rant.
Not about your clear dislike for Katy Perry as a human being. We want to focus on, have you been in a situation and you are just like, I am not qualified to do this job, but there's nobody else here and I just got to take the reins. I got to take over control the situation and do this thing and hypothetically speaking in that situation, deliver this baby, even though it ain't my job.
That's
no Nina from Offspring. This is not my thing, but I have to do this now.
Have you ever, are you unqualified in anything other than radio?
I was going to say I do radio every single weekend, zero qualifications.
I love my timing because I've been able to just hit you in the jugular just before you're going to do it yourself.
Preempted it. I was like, lovely. Katy Perry, I preempted it. Just knew that you were going to go there. I already had my defence locked in, Jules.
All right, I reckon we're going to get some crackers for this.
No, occasionally absolutely. I do TV stuff as well. Very unqualified as well.
You're very qualified. I've only done this once, right, where I saw someone commit a crime and...
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I called the cops and then I described to the cops where they should grab this guy and they grabbed the wrong guy and then the guy jumped on the tram and I said, I wound down the window, I said, you've got the wrong one, he's on the tram. And the cop said, open your door. And he jumped in my car and I...
What?
This was awesome. And he goes, follow that tram. And I'm like... There needs to be a soundtrack to this. I just wanted to park and put on some Guns N' Roses or some sort of Blues Brothers or something. And he goes, follow that tram. And then the other cop stopped the traffic. So I did this U-turn, went on the other side of the road. And then I was able to overtake the tram on the wrong side of the road. And I went, and I blocked the tram. And then he got on the cop and grabbed the guy. And I just sat there and felt like I was cool. But I was also... definitely unqualified to be a cop that day.
Well, I mean, when you were describing that story just then, Jules, I mean, I was picturing Angelina Jolie driving that car.
That is the worst.
But, yeah, unqualified. Did you consider doing a citizen's arrest at the very, very beginning before you called it in? Because that's on my bucket list, to do a citizen's arrest.
Do you actually have to say it?
Well, this is how I think it goes down. Not that I've thought about this or overthought about it at all. I think in a situation where there is cause for you to do a citizen's arrest, that you do this, like you legit have to go, citizen's arrest, citizen's arrest, to get everyone's attention. And then you like tackle them to the ground, yeah. Like punch them if you have to. Like, just to get, well, just if you have to. Like.
Oh, that is such an Angelina Jolie thing to say. All right, 13, 10, 16.
Okay, let's get back on track, guys.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Have you been in a situation you've had to take control and you're like, well, I am really unqualified for this? This is all inspired by Katy Perry. Now, she for the second time has been present at the delivery suite for one of her sister's babies. Now, the way she tweeted about it, it did make it sound like she was actually delivering the baby. We feel like she wasn't.
No.
She was just present, but is claiming it.
She just keeps tweeting about how awesome she is. I tell you what, the only person I'm going to give, well, I'll give every woman credit in the birthing suite, but...
Very smart thing to say, Jules Lund.
Kourtney Kardashian, who just reached down and pulled her own baby out.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen that on YouTube, she
It's gross.
I have seen it in 3D. I've seen it in animation.
You don't need to
see
it.
It was amazing. She just literally reached down, picked her baby up and just put it on her chest. I was just like... Anyway, Katy Perry's done nothing but go and hold her sister's hand, then put on some glitter in her recording studio.
But... hypothetically speaking, if she did have to actually deliver her sister's baby, totally unqualified. And that's what we're talking about. Phil has called on 13 10 60. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. How you going?
Yeah, really good. So you are extremely unqualified to do something?
Yeah, my old boss ages ago asked me if I could drive a truck and never driven a truck. I have a truck license. I said, yeah, I can do it.
So hang on. So you absolutely have never driven a truck, but you said, no,
I've never driven a truck. Just had a bit of a cowboy attitude that I'll just have a crack.
Yeah, killed three people. It's hilarious. God. What happened in the end, Phil? Surely it...
I reversed it into a parked car.
There's the moral of the story to everyone else who has not qualified to drive a dangerous vehicle on the roads with your family.
Just don't volunteer yourself for that job.
That's amazing, Phil. I mean, early days when, you know, like when you, Maz, you would have done this, when you get into sort of TV and radio, your agent says, or what are you good at, and auditions, and you go, horse riding, archery, you just, hey, motorbikes. You're just ticking them all because you know if a TV ad comes through and you need
it's
to ride
so
it, you go, I'll figure it out.
True. Imogen, good morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Really good, babe. So we're talking about if you've been unqualified for a situation.
Yes. I'm a bit of a pansy. Like, I've got no personal backbone, but I witnessed a fight and I tackled the person that had, like, escalated it and sat on them until a security guard came. I had no idea what to do if the guy had decided to, like, throw me off or, hit me back.
Where? This has got to be in a shopping mall for
sure.
That's
insane.
No, it was on, a university college.
And did you forcibly stop him? Like, you actually, or he let you, or you did?
No, he backhanded somebody, and I did, like, a running tackle into him. And then, he just, like, kind of flattened, and I think my friends were more scared because they were like, oh, my God, what are we going to do if he does something?
And did
you... That is amazing.
Was he embarrassed?
No, I think he was just really annoyed, and then I was kind of like, what have I gotten myself into?
You just
and so I was like, security guard, please come.
And so that was the best way to restrain the person was to sit on them.
Well, I can't. Yeah, I put his arms down. Like, you can pin their arms.
Wow.
If you have enough adrenaline, I'm putting it down to that.
How did you learn this?
I'm putting it down to my dad's got two daughters, but he's a union player.
Wow. I love that topic, Maz. Just like, when are you just not a hero, but your body just became it? You know, like, it's just almost like,
something
how did I get
took
here?
Over her body. Like, that sounds wild. We've got Kat on 131060 also. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kat, have you been extremely unqualified for something?
So when I was 12, I was really interested in becoming a doctor and managed to get this doctor to take me on work experience around a hospital. And
the
day, he told people that I was a third-year medical student. And at the end of the day, he snuck me into one of his surgeries and let me help out with it.
Sorry, Doogie Howser! What the heck?
What surgery was it? Because if that was my mum on the operating table,
no offense. Somebody had punched a wall and had broken their hand.
Oh,
and he had to put screws basically back.
Because you don't need your hands. Like.
Well, that's amazing.
12 years old.
That's unreal.
And Kat, can I ask, have you gone on to study medicine and become a doctor?
I've gone on, now studying towards paramedicine.
Oh, good on you.
That's unreal, Kat. That's a really good story.
12 years old, what an experience.
Yeah.
In that doctor's surgery, just like, scalpel, which one's that?
Exactly.
Does it look like a fork? Okay, let's go with that.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is our number. We want to launch into a segment that we have done before on Dan and Maz Weekends, and it's inspired, Jules, by this fantastic story over in the US in Philly. Lisa is the name of the victim who was actually hit in the face with a 2-kilo catfish that fell out of the sky.
She got catfished.
She got catfished in the face. So she's walking to an exercise class and, no word of a lie, 2 kilos of catfish falls on her face. How? Apparently, an eagle had picked up the catfish, was flying over to a sycamore tree, went, I think, to dump it in the sycamore tree, missed the tree, landed on poor little Lisa.
Just to clarify, that was a sycamore tree. Anyone missed us?
Hey, I do a lot of research for this show so that I can get the exact details for the people, because the people need to know the detail.
It's incredible detail.
When you're retelling that story at the pub this afternoon, that extra added detail of sycamore tree takes your story to the next level.
Absolutely. If all you remember of that is just the tree, that's amazing. So, animals, huh?
So, animals being jerks is what we want to talk about, because that catfish... I mean, really, what a jerk, hitting Lisa in the face like that. So 131060 is the number. Has an animal been a jerk to you? Jules, we have taken a couple of interesting calls on this topic in the past.
Yeah.
A monkey came into their house and just bit everyone.
Yeah. Do you live in a monkey area, Gideon?
Nah, this was in Ethiopia. When I was a kid.
So monkeys, they're just kicking around the neighbourhood?
No, we actually bought it and it bit everyone except for me.
So it was your monkey?
We had him as a pet for 3 months.
You got a pet monkey, but it turned out he was a jerk.
Yeah, pretty much for everyone except for me.
We had elephants open in India and we used to have them in the garage in our backyard.
Oh.
And we tried to ride the elephant and the thing kept biting me. Bloody elephant.
Wait, there's so many bits of this story we need to unpack, Abdul.
Abdul, you keep an elephant in your garage.
We used to keep an elephant in the garage. It was a baby one.
You kept a baby elephant in your garage?
We did, all the time. But the one in the back was even bigger, the mother. And we used to ride the mother, but the baby used to bite us.
Abdul.
Bloody baby, bloody things.
131060 is the number.
We've raised the bar.
I mean, we've kicked it off with monkeys and baby elephants in your garage. So, has an animal been a jerk to you?
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Jules Lund filling in for Dan. 131060 is our number. We're asking, has an animal been a jerk to you? Inspired by Lisa of Philadelphia, who was hit in the head by a 2 kilo catfish. Fell out of the sky, landed on her face.
Yeah, she was.
What a jerk.
Catfished. I don't know who's the biggest jerk out of this story. The catfish wasn't really the jerk, it was the eagle that dropped it.
That's true.
That's a jerk.
Well,
the catfish is there going, I'm just along for the ride.
It's 100% true.
Yeah.
You can leave a comment on our Facebook. Kaz has said, my dog tripped me over and made me drop my new phone and it broke.
Jerk. Absolute jerk. Seriously, how do you even reprimand the dog for that?
I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah. Cancel its Instagram account.
Yeah, that's a good point. But unless it's registered on Tribe, there's a lot of dogs on there making serious bank. Tribe.
They are, aren't they?
Group.co. Tyson's on the line. Tyson, who is a jerk to you?
A few years back, we went for a holiday in Bali, and you know, as you do, you go to the monkey forest and feel the sights, go to the monkey temple, that sort of stuff.
Yes.
And you buy food off the handlers, so you know, bananas, rambutans, that sort of stuff, to hand feed them. And normally they'll just take the banana and scoot off back into the bush. But this one decided to climb up and sit on my shoulder. Thought, he'd be a bit friendly. Fed him a banana, and it turns out he urinated on me.
Unreal.
slight warm sensation down the back of my shirt.
Seriously,
those animals in that monkey forest are the biggest jerks. Seriously, if they were humans, you wouldn't even go and visit them. They go in there, you go and buy bananas. What do? They steal your fake Ray-Bans.
That's the worst. Hey, on our Facebook, Bron has said, I was bitten on the back of the thigh by a black swan. Swans are assholes.
Damo's on the line. What about you, Damo? Who's a jerk to you?
Morning, Jules and Matt. Hey, I was at the Royal Melbourne Show when I was a kid ditching school, and I was in the pavilion walking around, and all of a sudden I got kicked in the ghoulies by a cow.
Unreal.
Badly ghoulies. I was on the ground, and I swear, I don't know if I was hallucinating or not, but it was looking back at me and smiling. I tell ya.
Damo.
Unreal.
What a jerk. We've got Sue on 131060. Hi, Sue.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. When was an animal a jerk to you?
I have a goat who is a huge jerk.
Oh, really? What's your goat's name?
Bounce.
What?
Bounce.
Bounce the jerk, all right. That's
because he jumps on the trampoline.
Right.
Okay, you have to put that on YouTube because that's hilarious.
I have videos on Facebook of him bouncing on the trampoline.
Great. Tweet us. Hit us up. Give us the link.
What's the story?
He sleeps in the fish tank. It's got no water in it, thank God. He goat surfs on the top of my car. he won't get off.
Unreal. I want to see that. That's the one I want.
He gets on the kids' school bus. I have to drag him down.
What?
I have to go down the road. Down the driveway to get him back.
The driver's just there. I'll bounce. Bounce.
No,
the
they all know. Kalani School knows Bounce. Trust me. He's a mascot for one of the athletics carnivals we had.
Wow.
If you lock him up, he throws himself on the ground and pretends he's choking and screams, help.
Jerk.
What a jerk.
He's an absolute jerk. Every day I call him a jerk, but I love him, so he's still a jerk.
He sounds like a lovable character.
Sounds delicious,
definitely.
Too, if you want to deal with him.
Hey,
it's the simplest way to sort that jerk out. Beef jerky, goat jerky, yum! Sam's on the line. What about you, Sam?
How you going, mate?
Yeah, well, you got a bit of a jerk been ripping in you?
I have a jerk of a cat.
Oh. Yeah.
What's your cat's name?
Minky.
Minty.
Oh, don't mention Minty.
Went out and bought my mum a present on her birthday. I was a bit late, had school and everything, and I bought her a cup of tea, like a mug and a vase.
That's
and,
nice.
I had it like nice and wrapped for her, like on the side of the table when she came out. And my cat decided that's the spot he wanted to sleep, and knocked it all off and smashed everything.
Oh, no.
Oh, Sam, I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
We've got Mick on the line. What about you, Mick? You've been attacked by some sort of a jerky animal.
Mick!
How you going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
This better be good, mate. This better be good. You've built it up now.
Yeah, well, it didn't actually get attacked, but we were out playing with the kids in the street in the afternoon, having a quiet drink, and this hawk just, I don't know whether snake had become too much, but he dropped it in the middle of us. Didn't hit any, but it come probably within a couple of metres of us, a little tree snake.
That's unreal.
That's great. So so who's the jerk here? The tree snake or the hawk? Probably the hawk.
We reckon the hawk sort of thought it would be a fun thing to do, but yeah.
And a family vote.
I think the snake just got too much for him.
Unreal. That is brilliant.
Happens to the best of the hawks.
Yeah, we all get snake bombed eventually, Mick.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Almost time for us to get out of here. Before we do, though, we do need to recap all of the news that you just didn't need to care about.
Making the news cycle spin faster than the quick wash at your laundromat, here is the news you tweet freaks and headline-hungry haters have more than zero care factor for.
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor has wrapped up another season in stupendous fashion. Or was it plain stupid fashion? What was that shirt Richie was wearing? It came down to the Battle of the Blondes and everybody lost their tiny human minds when he swiped right for single mum Alex. His choice of banging babe, or babe to bang, depending on how you see things, scored an outpouring of outrage in the Twitterverse.
If Nick isn't the one, I'm never watching TV again.
Wrong answer. Please try again. Hashtag The Bachelor AU.
I can't deal with my life anymore. Why, Richie? Why? Hashtag The Bachelor AU.
Although Australia seems unhappy with his queen, King Richie will only have to wait a week until all the angry Aussie TV viewers are immersed in somebody else's love life. That's right, friends. The Bachelorette starts next week.
Nothing gets more shares than a fall from grace. And with New York Fashion Week underway, it was no surprise there were spills on the runway. The catwalk's latest casualty being Bella Hadid, who landed on her hands and knees at the Michael Kors showing. Bella, once again, landing on her hands and knees.
And it wouldn't be a week worth recapping without good old Yeezy doing something cray.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Mr. Kardashian West sat down with W Magazine to talk the many different sides of himself. Rapper, visual artist, designer, narcissist, and issued an insane warning to critics.
I will f***ing laser you with alien f***ing eyes and explode your f***ing head. Shut the f*** up. Try to write a rap. Okay then, I make this f***ing
T-shirt. Now shut up.
Did he actually say that?
That is an actual quote from Kanye West, yes. So much news, so many trending stories, so much hashtag clickbait and so many headlines. And it turns out you didn't need to care about any of it. Take care, anonymous Twitter trolls. Catch you next week for the news you didn't need to care about. There it is. Jules Lund, thank you so much for filling in, my friend.
Anytime, as long as I can start at 9 next time.
No.
Very early on a weekend.
Thanks, Julesy. We'll catch you guys next weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. See ya.
Dan and Maz Weekends.